It's Thursday, the 15th of September. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. Well, the Aggie football team hears all the talk about A&M to the SEC, but they don't take that to the practice field or to the playing field. Their focus this week is on Idaho. And quarterback Ryan Tannehill knows that the Vandals will come in hoping to catch the Aggies distracted, or at least looking ahead to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I think so. We're not overlooking Idaho one bit, though. You know, they're a good team. Had a tough game the first week, but then they came back and got a big win last week. So I think they're going to come in on a high, and I expect to upset us. And we realize that, and we definitely don't want to overlook them. You know, they're going to give us their best fight, and we have to be ready for it.
Aggies and the Vandals kick off a little after 6 Saturday night at Kyle Field. There's a pretty good college football game on ESPN tonight. Third-ranked LSU is only a 3.5-point favorite going to 25th-ranked Mississippi State. Well, the Texas Rangers knew they had to beat Cleveland last night to keep their 3-game lead in the American League West from going to 2 games. The LA Angels had already beaten Oakland in the afternoon, so Texas took care of business with a 9-1 win. Four of those runs, actually, was this grand slam from Josh Hamilton.
Here's the pitch to Josh. He swings and lifts a fly ball out towards left field. Duncan goes back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall. And this ball is gone. A grand slam for Josh Hamilton. And the Rangers now lead the Indians 8-0.
With 13 games remaining, the Rangers finish with the Indians tonight before going to Seattle for the weekend. The Houston Astros made team history yesterday when they fell 1-0 to the Phillies at Minute Maid Park. Their 98th loss of the year is their most ever in 49 years of the franchise. 3 times before, they had finished with 97 losses. Houston is headed on a 6-game road trip to Chicago and Cincinnati, where they will likely suffer their 99th and 100th loss. They are one of only 3 teams to have never suffered a 100-loss season. The Colorado Rockies and the LA Angels are the other 2. If you're wondering when the Yankees last lost 100 games, well, you'd have to go back to 1912. The Aggie basketball team of 2012-2013 will have added local flavor after Coach Billy Kennedy got a verbal pledge yesterday from A&M Consolidated's Alex Caruso. Caruso is a 6'5 senior swingman at Consol this year and averaged 16 points and 8 rebounds a game as a junior. ESPN ranked him as the country's 15th best shooting guard and number 3 in Texas. He reportedly got offers from Colorado, Texas Tech, Richmond, Arizona State, and Nebraska. Caruso is the son of A&M Associates Athletic Director Mike Caruso and will be in the recruiting class with Bryan High senior J. Michael Reese, the son of former Bryan head coach and current Aggie assistant coach John Reese. The 9-0 Aggie volleyball team will be looking for a 4th tournament championship trophy starting tomorrow when they go to Ann Arbor for the Michigan Invitational Friday and Saturday. Coach Lori Corbelli is pleased with her team's perfect start and 3 tournament titles so far, but she knows this will be her biggest challenge yet.
Yeah, this is going to maybe be the toughest. It's going to be a hostile environment, and definitely in Michigan. I know they have a very small gym and they have a very loud Go Blue student section, apparently. So it will be a huge challenge. I think the team, it's really cool that our group is not intimidated. But I did notice that there's a tough time getting started and getting our communication on our side in a pretty crazy small gyms with lots of noise. And it kind of threw our timing off a little bit at first. But I think just through a lot of confidence, and our setter, Allie Sawatsky, is just doing a really wonderful job of keeping the team calm.
And finally, Auburn Spirit must be one spirited bald eagle. After crashing into a stadium luxury box during a pregame flight, the school's beloved mascot is doing fine. That's according to the director of Alabama's Raptor Center. Jamie Bela, the director of AU's Southeastern Raptor Center, says that he's not sure why the bald eagle careened into the luxury box window before last Saturday's game against Mississippi State. And local high school football gets an early start on the weekend as the Bryan Vikings will try to make it a perfect pre-district record when they travel to the Woodlands to take on College Park tonight at 7 o'clock. With Bryan being the only District 12 5A team that did not play in Week 0, they're the only district team playing this weekend, with district play starting next weekend. Brian will put his 2-0 record against College Park's 2-1 mark. You'll be able to hear the game on 1150 AM The Zone with the pregame starting at 6:30. You can also link to it at brazosfootball.com. Tomorrow night, the Rudder Rangers will be at Merrill Green Stadium hosting C.E. King of Houston. And that's a look at sports, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.